Paracella's Caves. These caves are called Paracella's Caves, though they have been referred to as the Rock Studios. We'll find out why in just a minute. Here, we are on the eastern side of the Great Orm, and towering above us is a massive curtain of limestone cliffs. High up on the ledges and precipices above you are nesting seabirds making their home and raising their young. Tom Gravett is a keen bird watcher here on the Great Orm.
We have fulmars particularly, which nest on the cliffs here. They look like seagulls and they're here wheeling above us on these long, thin wings, quite effortlessly really. They're actually more closely related to albatrosses than to gulls, as you can see from their shape, and there's nothing they like better than just hugging the waves on a stormy day. But they do come here to nest in the spring and summer. For the whole of the winter period, they'll be out at sea, sitting on the water basically, occasionally flying, but diving for fish, keeping themselves alive until the next breeding season.
And keep a lookout for choughs, kittiwakes and guillemots. Tom Parry is a resident of Llandudno and a local historian who has lived in this area all his life. Tom knows many tales and a great deal of history about the caves and believes they were part of a quarry system, one of the sources of stone for building Marine Drive.
They haven't been worked for many years, but in the history of the town, the first one here on the left, they used to have a thing called the Rock Studios, and lots of early photography of the town was done there. And the photographer would take pictures of families with the old glass plate camera, you know, they had to sort of sit there looking happy for 10, 15 seconds while he took the picture, and it was quite famous. Unfortunately, the old studio was burnt down. It's no longer there. There is a very interesting little feature. We can just see it from here. There's a cave in the cliff face there, and the name of it is Ogof Hanner Dydd, which translates as Midday Cave. And there's a very special reason for this, because on the spring and the autumn solstice, the 21st of March, 21st of September, at 12 o'clock midday, the sun shines directly into that cave. It took me many years to actually find a day when I could take a picture of the sun shining in there. But eventually, a couple of years ago, I did get one with the sun shining into the cave, and you can actually see the inside of the cave being lit up, and it's virtually inaccessible. The only way to get to it would be to abseil down from the top.
And rock climbing is a major activity here on these limestone cliffs. Find out more at our next stopping point along Marine Drive, the Mayfair Wall. It's about 100 metres from here, where you'll find the next audio trail marker.